AircheckDownloads.com.
Golden Hour at Wave 105 with Robbie, Steps and Mayer's All About the Money. It was in this year and it still is now.
The Golden Hour.
So, morning, I'm Stuart McGinley and here we are for your Saturday morning. We've gone back in time on the Golden Hour this morning, but have you figured it out from the songs we've already heard? A few clues coming up for you. I want to say well done to some early starters who've got this one right. Hi to Lenny in Fareham, spot on, sir. And also Glenn in Andover, who says he remembers there being a lot of Robbie Williams in this year. Yes, there was. And someone's emailed here and has given me the wrong answer for this morning. Who was that? It was Steve who got this one wrong by a year, as did Alan as well, so you're going to have to try again. So, Elton John was knighted in this year. The male impotence drug Viagra was launched. So tempting to make a childish joke, but I won't. I've grown up now. I'm battling with it, though. I really am. And, oh, yes, big story. Jerry stormed off. Jerry Halliwell left the Spice Girls. And a 23-year-old Bear Grylls became the youngest British person to climb Mount Everest. So a few clues to get you started. If you want to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you today. You can email me via the website at wave105.com or give us a bell and I'll answer as many calls as I can. It's 01489 481052. And the Golden Hour continues next at Wave 105. With a song which was first recorded by a group called The Sundays and was a big hit for Tin Tin Out and also The Verve as well.
Way 105's Golden Hour with EdenMotorGroup.com.
The Golden Hour.
Saturday morning across the south with me, Stuart McGinley, Tony Shepherd here from 10. It is the Golden Hour for your weekend. Any ideas what it is yet? From one of the biggest albums of the entire decade, actually, Urban Hymns. Love that song so much. The Verve and Sonnet. So, have you figured it out yet?
The Golden Hour.
So then, more clues for you this morning. And on the big screen, it was the year when Tom Hanks starred in Saving Private Ryan. I'll never forget watching the opening, what was it, 20 minutes of that film? Absolutely brilliant. It was so good, I actually stopped eating my popcorn for that amount of time, which rarely happens for me. On TV, on the small screen, you had the royal family, and there was also dinner ladies on there as well. And for the first time, we saw Chris Tarrant handing out the check, saying, we don't want to give you that. Yet, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was on our screens for the first time in this particular year. And in sport, David Beckham, because we had the World Cup, didn't we, in this year? Which France won, by the way. And it was the same old story for us, because we went out on penalties. But David Beckham was sent off for kicking someone. Do you remember that? I remember watching one of those games. I don't know if it was that specific one, but watching one of the matches. And we had a power cut. There was uproar. I mean, you didn't have tablets then to watch it. No, we had to wait for the power to come back on. A lot of very upset people. So, what was the year? Get in touch via the website wave105.com or you can give me a call 01489 481052. And music coming up in a sec for you from The Cause. And Madonna teamed up with a legendary producer in this year to produce the fantastic album, which I'm going to be featuring in just a minute. Going to play you The Ray of Light. Now, I've got an email to mention here for a birthday and it says, please wish our daughter Kylie a very happy 18th birthday today, and it says between 9:30 and 9:45. Just made it then, and it comes with lots of love from Dad, Mum, also, who's that? Jess, Ashley, and Nanny Soper. Thank you very much. That's from Linda King, and you're in Andover. No problem at all. Have a very happy birthday, Kylie, for today.
Way 105's Golden Hour.
Absolutely brilliant. It was the year that she teamed up with William Orbit, legendary producer, and released the Ray of Light album. It went on to sell 16 million copies worldwide. It's Madonna.
The Golden Hour on Wave 105.
Yes, morning from me, Stuart McGinley. Hope you're okay today. 17 minutes to 10 o'clock. Tony Shepherd's here from 10 o'clock. And Kim Robson here this afternoon for your Saturday afternoon. Right then, so on the Golden Hour, had some more people getting the right answer here. Hi to Donna in Wright, who had a young daughter in this year, who was just a year old. And also her sister went to see Robbie in Nebworth, yeah, those legendary gigs. Tim, hi to you. You're in Fishbourne, spot on. And Nigel in Gosport remembers the Beckham game, taking on Argentina when he got sent off. Alan in Hedgen, well done. And Tony in Salisbury remembers being rather drunk watching games. One game in particular in France, and I think he said he'd kept some of the champagne bottles as a memento. Well, to drown our sorrows, we weren't celebrating the end, were we? I'd love to hear from you today. Still got time, 01489 481052 or via wave105.com. Now, it was in this year when the UK hosted Eurovision. It was held in Birmingham. It was Ulrika Johnson, wasn't it, hosting it with Terry Wogan. And it was Israel who won that. And Culture Club made a comeback. I actually saw them at the BIC in Bournemouth. I remember there was something, I don't know if it was at the BIC where this happened, but it happened somewhere on this tour. Boy George nearly got killed by a glitter ball. It fell down on the stage. Well, if you're going to go, that is certainly one way to go, isn't it? Right, continuing next on the Golden Hour, it was the year that Jerry left the Spice Girls. I'm going to play you one of their big number ones shortly.
I wash my hands to protect my family.
Huge anthem from 1998. That was the answer on the Golden Hour this morning. All Saints and Never Ever. Combats were cool then, and I think they're cool again now, aren't they? I'm Stuart McGinley. Thank you very much for listening and playing along today. Golden Hour's back here tomorrow morning. And coming up next, after the news update for 10 o'clock, it's Tony Shepherd. Millions more enter Tier 3 lockdowns, and a Chichester charity warns of a big rise in people needing help.
Aircheckdownloads.com.